thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today, we would like to ask Dr. Lightman about the concept of slichot, the traditional Jewish penitential prayer, asking for forgiveness from your fellow man, which probably speaks about how can we improve our life. So, be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, the slichot, penitence, or asking for forgiveness of your fellow man is something that concerns us all, because we do want to be better people. We may not always know how or acknowledge the error of our ways. Sometimes we simply don't see that we're doing something wrong, but one way or another, we would like to become better people. So, we thought about dedicating this talk to the subject and see how can we make another step towards becoming better people in the upcoming New Year. And on our previous show, you explained about the complicated matrix of connections that each of us has with the people around him, and through that with the entire world, and we're in a certain network of connections that we consider corrupted because it's of exploitative nature, where naturally every person, first of all, sees himself before he sees anyone else. That's how our nature is. We can't do anything about it. But you explained that the very first step before we ask for forgiveness is that we have to acknowledge, recognize the system that we're in, the relations that we're experiencing, that being the first stage. And we wanted to take it from here. So after I understood the first stage, which is performing self-scrutiny, and I really understand that I'm in a relationship, you're harming everyone. Yeah, unwillingly maybe, but that's what I do. I harm everyone. Why, by the way, do I harm everyone? Because your nature is evil. Evil means that I care only for myself. Yeah, that's called harming others. Okay, even though that many times I'm truly needy of others, in order to exploit and use them. Well, if you look at it this way, then yes, we need people because we need something from them. Let's put it this way. Better, let's put the truth on the table. Okay, so we need something and we use them. We exploit them in a certain way. Okay, I understand this stage. You understand. The question is, do you feel that it's something bad? Do I have to regret it? No, I'll ask Oren for forgiveness. Hey, Oren, how I cheated you. I'm sorry. There has to be some kind of a heartbreaking here, meaning it's not enough for me to know that I hurt someone, but knowing that I hurt someone, it already includes that inside of it, otherwise I won't feel it. It includes within it the regret. Regret and a true desire to compensate for us to connect precisely in those shattered relations, for us to correct them and to be somehow connected. And here I understand that it's completely impossible to reach connection unless we discover the disconnection, the separation, that to begin with, we're in the evil, opposite forces, that we're disconnected from each other, that we constantly only want to do harm to each other. Everyone is only thinking about themselves, and so I have to change my nature and start treating others as my little child, and this way towards everyone in the world, and this is how everyone should be towards everyone in the world. And as a result, I can understand then What does repentance mean? Let's take it one step at a time. Let's look at it as a test case. Let's look at my relationship with Oren. Suppose that I suddenly start understanding that our relationship is an exploitative one, that I'm constantly exploiting him. I'm using him. So then I start discovering some kind of a remorse towards that, that this is my nature. Also depends, why do you discover this remorse? Maybe you have a certain form of relations, and then Oren suddenly stopped talking to you, and I find it disturbing. Yeah, and it disturbs you. And then you think about it, that, yeah, you really did something to him, and then you're ready to ask for forgiveness in order to go back to the good relations, in order for you to keep on exploiting him. That's called asking for forgiveness. This is very deep human psychology about our nature, about human nature, and therefore it's not simple to achieve forgiveness this way. We need the wisdom of Kabbalah here, because it first and foremost teaches a person what his nature is. How was he born? What is he in this world? Why was he created this way, with such an evil nature? And how much he really has to regret and think and justify the Creator for creating with him with such a nature, and how to correct this nature in his relations with others. And here, really, there's a very non-simple process. But still, if we look deep into the matter, what am I asking forgiveness for? Why? What will I have as a result? Or what will everyone have as a result? Or what would the general system called the Creator or godliness have as a result? I have to reach a state where I, the one causing the harm, I'm a part of the general complete system, and I'm causing harm to the entire system. So it doesn't end with Oren or the people of Israel or the rest of humanity, but it's also with respect to the still, vegetative, inanimate, and the rest of the system called godliness, Elokut in Hebrew. It means from taking the created beings into account to taking the Creator into account. Now, you previously said that if I have an exploitative relationship with someone, that I'm disconnected from that person. Why is it called disconnection? Disconnection? Because you have bad relations between you. No one's doing anything for the benefit of others. In order to understand the general system, we have to understand a bit systems theory. And we learn about it in psychology, in economy, in socioeconomics, and in general, what does it mean to be a part of a system? To be a part of a system, it's that I feel the entire system and the extent to which I can benefit that system only, meaning not for my own benefit, because I depend on the system 100% if I'm an integral part of it. I'm connected to it 100%. So the well-being of the system is my own well-being. What's bad for the system will also be bad for me. And therefore, the only thing that I have to think about is how, with all my strength, can I do good for the system, because then it will come back as something good for myself. Even our ego, our current ego, if we look at the human system, or in general where we exist, the entire nature, it tells us that unless I do good in every possible way I can towards whatever is outside of me, in return, I'll get some kind of a bad response, and I'll feel bad as a result. If these are the eyes through which we look at reality through, then it really means that we are human beings, mature, understanding, responsible, and so on. Because everyone really understands that it's not like a child looking at what he has now in a few minutes. He can do something bad with it, and it doesn't matter. So first of all, this is the recognition that we have to come to of the world we're living in. So if my fundamental nature is, like you said, an exploitative nature, and this is what it does naturally, then what is my sin then? How did I sin, if so? What's my crime that you are receiving from your inner and external world, the entire nature around you, signs that have to bring you to an answer? Do I live my life correctly? Am I functioning correctly? Am I influencing the whole world in a good, nice way? Eventually, why do I feel bad? Let's keep it simple. Why do I feel bad? Where does it come from? People that start thinking, what is the meaning of life? Then they start coming to the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to learn about the system that we exist in and how do we have to arrange it in a good and nice way so that our life will work out in the best possible way. All in all, it's given for the benefit of human beings. So my crime towards my fellow man is that you don't identify the evil that you already can identify, and therefore you're not treating that person nicely, even though you already could have. So as a person, I've reached a state where I already had to be conscious towards nature and my own nature, and that my own nature is working against the rules of the network, and this is actually my sin? Yes. So I'm asking for forgiveness from a certain person? No, in general, from all of humanity, and also particular people, doesn't matter. The main thing is to examine yourself. I examine the way I treat the entire system, the people that are closer, further from me, and the entire system called godliness, that I have to be a positive part, beneficial part in it. Suppose I came to this recognition, the positive part that I want to be. And there's Nitsa right in front of me. We're working together someplace. We're partners. To this day, we had certain relations. We described them. I looked deep inside myself. I came to the recognition that it's wrong, and I want to become a positive part, beneficial part of the system. What is my way to cause Nitsa to feel the change that happened to me? First of all, you have to take care of your own correction. If you'll treat her nicely, externally wise, without an inner correction, it's a lie. A good external attitude where it's just lip service, it's a lie. Yeah, you're not correcting the system. It has to be, as it says, that one's mouth and heart are equal. What does that mean? That I can really say with my mouth, meaning consciously, what's going on in my heart, which is hidden from me. Suppose to this day, Nitsa thought about herself that she's a good person. And now she's starting to understand that her heart isn't that great towards others. Meaning she already has a certain degree of the recognition of evil. Were she to feel all the evil in her heart, this is something that a person can't withstand, really. It's unraveling gradually. So suppose I discovered a bit that my heart is bad towards others. That's advancement, of course. So, according to the recognition of evil, that it's really evil, you can't remain in it. Then you're no longer in evil, according to the recognition of evil. Meaning, according to the extent to which you feel that you are in evil, you already came out of that evil. You're no longer using it. That means if you really acknowledge it, then you no longer touch it, you don't use it. Maybe you even invert that bad into good. And then, instead of all of your bad relations with others, your bad attitude towards others, you are operating yourself in a way that you're good towards others, and that's no longer called recognition of evil or asking for forgiveness, but it's called repentance. What is it? It means that instead of a bad attitude towards everyone, I have a good attitude towards everyone. Meaning, the first step is acknowledging that my attitude is evil. How will we call this phase? Recognition of evil? Yes. Afterwards, there's the phase of asking for forgiveness. What is this action where I ask for forgiveness after I've recognized my evil? That exactly is the recognition of evil. Meaning, I've acknowledged my evil, and the forgiveness, it's a bit more. Forgiveness is eventually that you're asking to have the strength to bestow good onto others. And then comes the repentance means that I got the strength to bestow good to others, where you rise to a state that you're returning yourself in the direction of good. Like it says that to begin with, we were in the Garden of Eden, in the system. This entire system is called Adam, and it was a good system. It wasn't broken, and that state is called the Garden of Eden. Then it broke. And in the shattering, we, as parts of that shattering, feel each one feels himself as a separate part. We feel separated, so we have to return to the state as it was in the Garden of Eden, good relations between us, where we're all interconnected, but consciously that we acknowledge this state. So returning to that state as we were before the so-called sin of the tree of knowledge, before the system became corrupted, returning to that is called repentance. Okay, till now we were very focused on the process that I'm having with myself. Now I want to talk about the fellow man, the others. Suppose I do all these things with myself, and suppose, even to some extent, I'm in the right direction and I'm improving somewhat. And the fellow man, he isn't about that at all. He's like an ordinary person. He has plenty of complaints in his heart towards me. And he doesn't treat me that great, because to tell you the truth, I didn't treat him that great either. So what do I do with that entire package of evil that he has towards me? How do I enter her heart and formate it? Till now, I formated myself trying to improve, but I'm surrounded by people that part of them want to swallow me up. How do I enter her heart and upgrade it? Do something positive there. Why do you have to coerce her? I don't know if to coerce her. I just want for our relations to fall into place, to get along. You need two to tango. Till now, we only talked about myself. Okay, this I understand. And suppose I really want to be good. What do I do about her, my partner in the relationship? Give her a good example of a good attitude. A hero, it means he who can overcome his evil inclination. The hero of heroes is he who turns his enemy into his lover. That's the question. How do I turn my enemy into my lover? So how? By sending her flowers, singing serenades. What? I don't know. Maybe flowers, maybe candy, maybe saying something good. I'm not saying that it's not good. I'm not saying don't do it. But these are only external signs. If you really want a correction, then that can only come from your heart. Start passing good things on to her all the time. What do you mean by passing good things on to her? Just like that? That's called buy yourself a friend. That you give your friend presents all the time. Corporeal presence, but the main thing is the warm attitude, and that he or she, for the sake of the matter, not to confuse man with woman, that your friend doesn't even feel what you're doing, but you're all the time sending him from your heart such good, nice signs, not signs for him to see it, but through the system, and he starts changing towards you in the very same way. And if he doesn't change, then it's a sign that you're not working correctly. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, my son came back from school. He was on the bus. His smart card fell someplace, and the bus is about to leave, and there's a friend with him from the same grade, and he's telling him, my smart card fell someplace, I have no way to pay, if you can pay for me, and I'll give it back to you tomorrow. And he says, I don't wanna. So there are states where even though that you want to be a good person, on the other side, there is a complete block. You're saying, buy yourself a friend by constantly doing good and good and good and good. But what do I do that from the other side, I feel like this complete indifference? How do I penetrate this fortress? And especially when I see that I can't penetrate, what do I do then? Because at first, maybe I'll be optimistic about it and I'll follow your line. But when I start getting blows back from life through other people, what do I do then? Only a good example can help, nothing else. And in a good example, maybe there is also the side of judgments, not only mercy, because unconditional love brings to hatred. So here we also have to think about a balanced attitude. I always want to show a good and nice, loving attitude towards everyone, but just like parents, I also have to sometimes introduce limitations, restrictions. I can't treat a friend like his parent, where a parent has control over his child. But I have to show that I'm always loving, but if I don't get the right response, then I shut myself. It's not that I do evil, but I shut myself. Towards the system, I always want to open all of my channels and my connection to the general system, but if I don't see a response, then I shut these channels down, and I leave them ready for immediate operation for when the right moment comes, which depends on others and not on me. And in the meantime, all the time, I'm correcting myself to be good to others. And I'm trying in different alternative ways, indirect ways. I'm trying to correct them, cause them to correct. So when I see something and I really acknowledge that I'm doing something wrong and I'm asking for these forces for forgiveness, does the forgiveness have strength towards other people? If you're just saying it with your mouth and not with your heart, then nothing. We know that today we hug, tomorrow we start a war. Okay, so what should be the intention in my heart? The intention in the heart, it's not only the intention. There has to be my inner system, which is corrected in a good attitude towards others to some extent. It all happens gradually. But I have to start correcting myself, and that is done by the reforming light. That is already the realization of the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, to correct man's nature towards others. Okay, so let's take it another step forward, because previously you mentioned that in order to ask for real forgiveness, you need a certain strength. So where do I bring that strength from to ask for the real forgiveness from? Where do you bring the strength to ask for real forgiveness from? First of all, by feeling bad in the current relations that you have. You have to correct them. because it causes you harm, and you're asking, what is the meaning of life, where the corruption of the system reaches such states that the entire world is in danger of plunging into a world war again, because the relations are such that we can't take it anymore, and everyone's suffering, and everyone's in despair, and using antidepressants and drugs, and the relations between children and parents are broken, and inside families, and between husband and wife, and inside societies, and everything. And we see that neither economy can connect us, that we wanted to build such an economy around the world, and the European Union, and so on. The relations between people, they cause all the evil. But what do I do about my self-respect, my honor? Because it's very hard to come up to someone and say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Even I feel that I was wrong, it's very hard. Because it's like someone stepping on my honor. You have to feel something else. You have to feel that you're above your honor, your self-respect. What do you mean? That you're above your ego. There's something which is above my self-respect, my honor. What? I thought that it's the highest thing. There's something called the honor of the Creator, the honor of the system itself. The greatness of the system, its right, correct functioning, is more important for me than my corrupted, stinky self-respect. I don't understand the answer. What do I do about my self-respect, which is being trampled in this process? Instead of that, you build a higher respect. What kind of respect? The respect of belonging to the general system, of sustaining it, that you can be responsible for the whole of reality, the entire world, that you can care for everyone. It's like a parent towards his children. He's not all the time, you know, showing that he is determining everything and shouting out orders. He also takes care of them, does things eventually for their own benefit. But I love my kids. Here I'm talking about my co-worker. She's not my daughter. Right, but here you have to understand that you're interdependent, like you and your children. That's the understanding of the system. Nothing else can help. Only the teaching which the wisdom of Kabbalah offers you, that studying the system called Adam, and where are we in the system? And the crisis that we're experiencing today, it'll teach you how that respect and honor is a good thing, but not the short-term egoistic one, but a higher kind of respect of being human beings. Our time's up, Dr. Leitman. We have much more to talk about. Of course we do. So we're asking for your forgiveness, but our time's up. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.